This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Got some bombshell news for you today that came through some of my sources who are connected to the contractor community. And the way you know this is true, by the way, I mentioned on a previous podcast that some of the people I know were telling me about how many contractors, i.e. military operators, were being sent to Puerto Rico. So there are hundreds of these guys, if not thousands, that are currently stationed in Puerto Rico, and they're being paid $800, $900, sometimes $1,000 a day. And these are former, sometimes Marines, sometimes Special Forces guys, sometimes Army guys, lots of different military guys who are there on assignment guarding the infrastructure of Puerto Rico while the rebuilding effort is underway. It's basically a military operation there. But that's not the big news. The big news is that one of the same sources, who I'm not going to describe too much or might give away their position, but this is the same source that told me about the whole Puerto Rico thing, says that they're being given word to get guys ready or to be ready for a much, much larger operation in the continental United States. So something big is coming, and they're expecting mass social unrest. That's the term that I was told. Mass social unrest in the United States. And that everybody involved in the contracting lines, you know, the contracting business and the subcontracting and just everybody that's in that line of business is supposed to be ready to provide lots and lots of operatives for something that's going down in the domestic United States. Now, of course, that raises some immediate questions. If they know this is coming, well, how did they know, and then what could it be? I mean, are they just guessing? Was this just a guess to say, get a bunch of guys ready, we think something might happen? No, it doesn't sound like that. At least that's not the information I'm getting. Well, if they know what it is, then doesn't that mean the event is pre-planned? Yeah, right. Pre-planned. Like somebody has a plan to do something crazy to America. A massive false flag. Now, I don't know how deep I want to get into this, but let me just point out a couple of historical facts. George Bush became very, very popular following the terrorist attack on 9/11, which was 2001. So I don't know if you remember that scene that was staged for George Bush where he grabbed the bullhorn and he jumped up on top of a pile of rubble in New York City and spouted something heroic sounding. And you may not recall that the public support for Bush was 90% following 9/11. So I'm just putting this out there. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm not saying that I know for sure this is going to happen. I'm just saying that historically, presidents that have not been able to achieve high enough popular support have been able to use a massive false flag attack to greatly boost their ratings. Again, Bush was up to 90% approval ratings immediately after the 9/11 attacks. So you stage an attack on America, and all of a sudden, all the Americans rally behind you because a wartime president is a popular president. And this is true throughout, you know, history. You can go back and you can look at Harry Truman, you can look at FDR, you can look at, well, Lyndon Johnson maybe wasn't as good of an example. But by and large, throughout history, when there were wars, I mean, look at even the first Gulf War with George Bush Sr. and even, you know, Bill Clinton following that. When you have wars in the United States or even U.S. wars overseas, the American people tend to rally behind the president. And that helps presidents get elected. So can you think of a president who maybe needs more ratings to get elected? A president who is the friend of the Pentagon, the friend of the military-industrial complex? And I'm not saying, by the way, for the record, I'm not saying in any way that Trump would be aware of such an operation. President Trump could be kept out of the loop because I do not believe that Trump would ever bring harm to his own country for any reason. I do not think that he's that kind of a person at all. I think that if a false flag is going to be carried out in the United States, it's going to be done without Trump's knowledge. That's my view. That's my analysis, that there are deep state elements, the military-industrial complex, and so on. They know Trump is going to continue to provide more funding for the U.S. military, which, as far as I'm concerned, is not a bad idea anyway for lots of reasons that I've covered elsewhere. We are living in a crazy, dangerous world, and we need, our Navy is kind of out of date. We need a lot of money to go into the Navy. China is launching aircraft carriers like crazy and so on. You know, stealth subs, all kinds of things. We better invest some money in our national defense, frankly. But that's another topic. The point is, if a false flag is carried out by the military-industrial complex, it's going to be without Trump's knowledge. As far as I'm concerned, I do not believe Trump would harm America knowingly. Now, what kind of attack would result in social chaos? See, so if we're getting the heads up of, wow, it's going to be a lot of military contractors are going to be needed to keep the peace in, obviously, cities across America. What kind of attack would cause social chaos in one or more big, big cities? And, oh, by the way, the reason that they're going to use contractors for this whole deal is because of posse comitatus. They cannot use U.S. military troops, active duty troops, on U.S. soil to keep the peace. They could call up the National Guard, you know, State Guard. Of course, they can call up the reserve, you know, the Guard Reserve, but they cannot deploy U.S. troops directly on U.S. soil. But what they can do is they can hire a bunch of contractors who were U.S. troops last year, and they can run them just like troops, except they're paying them a lot more, like $800, $900 a day. But who's keeping track of spending when the nation's already $20 trillion in debt anyway? It doesn't even matter. All right? So this is going to get interesting, but what kind of attack would cause social chaos to break out in these cities? And I'm thinking the number one prospect, well, there are a couple, but one is grid down scenario, regional power failure, which deprives the whole area of bank transactions, including food stamps. Yes, food stamps. When the food stamps fail, you get social chaos. And the food stamps depend entirely on the banking infrastructure, the electronic infrastructure, you know, real-time transaction processing through the banks and through the government itself in Washington. So all you got to do to stage, you know, if you're evil, if you're trying to run a false flag to keep the funding going to the military-industrial complex, all you got to do is stage a grid down attack on a major U.S. city or region, take down the power grid, and all chaos is going to break loose. And you just have to set it up so you can blame the right enemy terrorist group. And, you know, but a lot of people have to die, obviously, because that's the way they run these things to have a big emotional impact. Like 3,000 plus died in 9/11. So they're going to have to do something bigger. So the other idea is, of course, a nuclear detonation. You know, God forbid. They try to pull something like that. And I've talked about before how they could set off a nuke in a city like Los Angeles, and they could blame Kim Jong-un. What a convenient narrative. They get two things in one. You know, more bang for the buck, for their false flag buck. They get to declare a national emergency. They get to take over, you know, the country, turn it into a direct police state. They eliminate a lot of political enemies in Los Angeles, frankly, who are anti-military. And at the same time, they blame Kim Jong-un justifying an attack on North Korea, which they want to do anyway. You talk about a perfect, you know, full house flush, or what, or royal flush. I don't know. I don't play poker. Whatever. You talk about a, like, getting more bang for your false flag buck. That's the number one scenario right there. Stage an attack, stage a nuke on Los Angeles, and then use it to justify your attack on North Korea while rallying everybody behind the president for the war. I mean, geez. That's why I'm really concerned about this kind of thing taking place. And if you don't think false flags happen, I'm sorry. You just don't know actual history. You just look throughout history. It's false flag after false flag after false flag. Hey, these new JFK documents that just came out showed more details about the false flag operation where they were going to stage, like, Cuban rebels in the streets of Miami and so on. It was all just a giant false flag. So watch out, folks. We're heading for some dangerous times. If you're a military operator, you're going to make some big bank on all these contracts, because there's some crazy stuff coming down. There's some chaos on the calendar. That would be a good title for the documentary on this. Chaos on the calendar. It's already set in stone. We just don't know when. We don't have that calendar that the operatives do, you know, the high level people do. So we don't know when they're going to plan this, but you can bet, because of the politics, it's going to happen well before 2020. So mark your calendar for the next, you know, 2 years is a very likely window for this kind of thing to happen. We'll see. I hope it doesn't happen, but it looks like it's going to. You can stay informed on all of this at, well, gosh, what are the best sites here? Trump.news is one. And also, we have terrorism.news. So check out both of those websites. My name is Mike Adams, Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well, and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods, with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product, because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store, so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.